This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Yesterday, we heard from a family in Houston dealing with the bureaucracy and other messes of post-flood Houston. Today, another family, this time in the U.S. without immigration permission, a family that does not qualify for government aid. There are about a half million undocumented residents of Houston. Marketplace's Andy Euler picks up the story.
Maria and her family have been bouncing from shelter to shelter since Harvey hit and flooded their apartment in late August. We're not using her full name because she's yet to apply for U.S. citizenship. She's been in Houston for at least a decade. And when I meet her, she's dealing with a big problem. Her car's been repossessed. She's at the dealership, pleading. She tells me they're taking her car with all her husband's tools inside and says that's just something you can't do. Her husband is an electrician. The couple has four young kids. The car is central to their life and income. Maria can't afford what the dealership is asking to get the car back. Unlike millions of other hurricane survivors, she isn't eligible for cash from FEMA because she's not a U.S. citizen. Her children are citizens, so they have a right to FEMA aid. She says she applied for disaster assistance for them, but she says FEMA still hasn't gotten back to her. FEMA is only empty promises, a total lie. Maria says immediately after the storm, she got food, water, and shelter from the Red Cross, but all her family's things were destroyed by the flood, and her personal papers were lost, and she isn't entitled to any compensation. When she was negotiating to get her car back, Maria got a call from a lawyer helping families like hers. The lawyer, Sophia, tells Maria she talked to the landlord about the valuable items the family lost in the flood. She tells Maria to call the landlord with a detailed list. That's not good news. Without her car, her husband can't get to work, and the family has no income. She's basically given up on FEMA, but she says there are people who have helped in little ways. The man at the Red Cross, whose name she didn't even get, put her at the top of a list for help. A detective, whose card she pulls out of her purse, is trying to help get her car back. The dealership ends up letting Maria have the car, gives her a few days to make a payment on it. She's thankful, but she still doesn't know where her family's going to live next week, much less what the coming months will hold. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.